This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Diving back into it, we are an hour away from this show being over, and then we're going to count down the time until United States versus Canada. I'm not your buddy, guy.
Is that on ESPN tonight, or is that on ABC tonight?
Disney Plus, Hulu.
Are they putting it on everything? Which they should be, you know?
Classic. And that's my childhood. In a nutshell. Bigger, longer, and uncut South Park. Never forget, we went with my buddies.
That was a must-go-to movie.
We went with my buddy's mom, because she took us, because she had no idea. And I mean,
what did she think it was?
Well, she knew South Park was like a cartoon, but they didn't know they were going to have a song called Uncle Blank.
Oh, yeah.
And like
Kyle's mom.
Kyle's mom is the biggest.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great movie.
One of my favorite ones was
Shield My Ass.
was it Stan's father singing about, was it Courtney Cox is so hot?
Maybe
on that show.
That sounds like Randy Marsh.
That's Randy Marsh from the early days of South Park.
I mean, Randy Marsh, if you took TV characters, is probably in my top five.
He's evolved,
sure,
whatever, over the years as a character.
I mean,
like, it used to be like it was Cartman and the kids, and then all of a sudden, like, Randy Marsh now. They're like, okay, we got something here with this guy.
But he's fantastic.
The Blame Canada song, like, that South Park was ridiculous.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
And they're still going.
Did you see Paul Simon's coming to town?
Really?
April 26th at the Midland. I already asked about tickets. We don't get any.
Are you going to go? Is that it depends on the price.
Is that a must-see for you? He's a big musical talent in my life.
Did he just announce his tour?
Mm-hmm.
What a way to do it right after that Saturday Night Live performance. Very smart.
Put two and two together.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. What a great move, you know, and all the behind the scenes stuff to do.
April 26th at the Midland, Paul Simon. I won't pay more than $80 for a ticket, which is basically like, okay, Dusty, you're not going.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, Paul Simon, April 26th, Midland, can't wait. I would love to go to that concert. Anything from Graceland, I would be like, all right.
Billing this as a farewell tour?
He's got to be up there. What do you want? You want to do this thing again?
He's got to be in his mid-70s, right?
I would say 79.
Older or younger than Pete Carroll?
Older.
Yeah, I think older,
because he didn't
too.
Look great on SNL.
Older or younger than Bill Belichick?
Older. Let's see. Paul Simon is...
I'm going older.
Oh, yeah.
Is Sabrina Carpenter going to be with him?
I hope.
Then I'll go.
Paul Simon's 83.
Holy cow.
He was born October 13th, 1941. That's nuts, dude.
83. Like, at 83, why do you even want to do that anymore? Like,
I want to be setting somebody up.
Probably kids, maybe, I guess. Because, like, for you, like, I hate to be this guy. You don't have many left.
No.
Like, yeah, you're not going to be able to spend all the money you're going to be making on this tour. Yeah. Or maybe you just want to do it because you just want to do it, you know? Like,
yeah, you love it.
Your whole life you've been, you know, a performer, and you're looking at the calendar, you're going, well, I'm 83. I don't have any more of these I got. So let me get out there and do what I love. You know, that's okay to say that too. You don't have to be a farewell tour. No. He's like, I love performing.
This is what I do. And it's a profession where you can go as long as you want. You know, and we talk about sports, these athletes.
There's an end game there for athletes.
Big end game.
End game for entertainers too. You know, there's certain
peaks.
You do. But like somebody like a Paul Simon, he's multi-generational, mm-hmm. you know? There's not many of those folks out there anymore that are multi-generational where we can go back to like my parents' mm-hmm. age to where we are today and everybody knows who Paul Simon is. There's not many of those guys left anymore.
What's your favorite Paul Simon song? Or is it Simon Garfunkel?
It's probably Simon and Garfunkel America. Yeah.
I love the mother and daughter reunion.
It's a great song. Oh. Yeah, it's one of my top songs too. Yeah.
Oh. Diamond on the Soldier Shoes. Reunion, yeah, mother and child reunion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Anyways. Mizzou.
I mean, I think another good one is from The Graduate, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, which I didn't know what that song was about until my buddy's mother told me, and I thought that was really, really weird.
Really? Willy, willy weird?
Yeah. She's like, you know the song Mrs. Robinson's about? And I was like, no. She's like, well, sit down, Dusty, and I'll explain. And
was she a Mrs. Robinson?
Kind of.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
So are you trying to, like, make a move on me, Mom, here?
I was, like, 15. And I was like, because I was singing the song. I was like, thanks to you, Mrs.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah. And she's like, do you know what that song's about? And I was like, no. She goes, sit down. And I was like, you know, I just watched American Pie last night, and now you're explaining this to me. So, okay, we got a couple minutes. That's about all it takes.
I mean, I'm just thinking about now. You got me thinking about, like, who else would be that kind of generational artist? I mean, Paul McCartney, obviously. He's got to be in his 80s, too.
Springsteen.
For sure.
Springsteen is. 70s, Billy Joel. 80s, 90s.
Joel's there.
Yeah. Elton sure. John.
Yeah. Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got
82, Paul McCartney.
Damn. Yeah, because Swift's got what? She's got, what, the NFL making $1 billion off her.
Right.
So then you have women probably. I'm going to guess that there's probably women in their 40s that love her,
mm-hmm.
30s, 20s, and early teens.
Probably down to like 10 years.
That's four generations.
Yeah. Yeah, but how many more dads now are involved than Taylor Swift, too? Like, I didn't go when she was here because I'm like,
you should have.
And now I look back and I'm like, damn,
gosh, I'd love to go.
She won Bill Belichick over because she did the whole concert in the rain. He's like, yeah, she's great. She's tough.
Yeah.
No days off.
Right, yeah. Do your job. She did it.
Yeah.
Like, Stephen Bill
A.
Belichick.
Stephen A. about lost it. He opened up First Take the day after he did, after he went to the concert. He was like, all right, that's it. He's like, Taylor Swift. That's it, man. He's like, my daughter took half my salary this year for this concert, and it was worth it.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
it was like, everybody said that. Like, I knew people that were, like, in regret about the price of the ticket and how much effort they had to put into it. That took their,
you
like,
have no idea what it was like having two teenage daughters trying to get
sitting
these.
There on the internet the entire time. I'm 10 hours away. I'm 7 hours. It's just, like, brutal. And then the dads would go, and they're like, I take back anything I ever said negative about her. It was an insane concert.
Yeah, like that was one where you call it every, and even like the favor people are like, I can't even do anything for myself on these type of concerts. Like it was, you know, she's like, when she goes on tour again, it's probably when Travis will retire maybe and then go on tour with her. I mean, it's got to be must see. It just has to be a must see concert now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I never would have thought Taylor Swift would have been somebody that I'm looking at as a must-see concert. But
I would also say that the Rolling Stones on the text line, they're another one. They've been around since, like, the 50s.
Right.
Stay focused, Dustin.
Yeah, they're still going strong. Don't, aren't they? Like, isn't Mick Jagger still performing places?
Is there a drug Keith Richards hasn't done? Like, Ozzy Osbourne's the only one that went longer than he did, and that's because Ozzy snorted a line of ants. You've heard that story?
No,
he and Keith Richards were just, like, going back on what they could do more of, and then, like, Ozzy's like, give me that straw, snort this line of ants, and Keith Richards is like, too much for me, bro. And then Ozzy went, right up a line.
It's like Hutt eating a bug, you know?
Well, you bit the head off the back.
Yeah, like, all right, I'll do it.
Eat the bug, Hutt.
Movie on Netflix called The Dirt, and they depict that exact scene. It's a great movie.
It's nuts, dude. Like snorting a line of ants.
Alive ants or dead ants?
Alive. They're like crawling in a
line. Around, and he just puts the straw down there. Yeah.
Aussie.
Like in the summertime when I go out and throw the hot water on these things, like that guy was out there snorting ants.
Dude.
I mean, you do you, bro, but like that's always, now.
Every once in a while, I have a dream where I wake up, my entire body's covered in ants, and I freak out. I don't know. The most, like, small, harmless thing in the world, but I hate them.
Well, I mean, if you get thousands of them, they could carry you across the parking lot.
So spiders or ants?
I mean, I don't mind spiders.
Okay. Don't bother me
I can
at all.
Kill them easily. Yeah. They don't startle me. Like, there's been times, obviously, where I've had, like, a brown recluse in my shower, and I opened the shower curtain. It was, like, right there. And, like,
oh, have you?
I told the story on air. Like, I opened the curtain, opened up. There's a brown recluse right there, and I mean, pissed to the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, ah! You know? Like,
yeah, that would scare you.
That was a startle. But, I mean, I immediately whacked it off the shower curtain, and then literally flushed it down the drain. It's like, see you,
right
dude.
Down there,
drowned, sucker.
See you, dude.
Yeah, I was like, you suck. Because brown recluses are annoying.
No, they're also dangerous.
They bite
dangerous.
You, gotta get the skin off your ass and patch your leg up.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy that happened to. He got bit in the leg on the side of his thigh and didn't take anything, like, didn't think it was anything serious, just kept itching it, and all of a sudden it starts to, like, create that crevice, and he had to take skin off his right ass cheek and put it on his leg.
Yeah.
Ugh!
From a spider
bite. Ass man. Yeah.
But I mean, one time I picked up an apple that was outside, and as soon as I picked it up, the ants just like went all over my hand. I freaked out, dude.
Yeah.
Freaked out.
Ants don't bother me, but I will kill them because I don't want them around.
Well, I don't think they have any purpose. Also, look,
there's probably something you don't know about, and somebody's going to text you, Dusty, without ants, we wouldn't, you know.
Yeah. You know, actually, environmentally,
they're very good for the environment because they eat the food that you drop on the ground. And if you drop that food on the ground, then you're going to have more pests and the ants are taking care of all that. Yeah. Fine. It's like the turtles and the straws. I don't care.
Would sting go on that list?
No.
No? Not big enough? Okay. If you have to sigh and wait, it's probably a no.
But I mean, it's a debatable one. I think it depends on who you talk to.
Yeah. Because my parents would say, hell yeah.
Yeah. Vip would say, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
Sting's great.
Sting's fantastic. Yeah. But is he Paul McCartney?
No.
Is he
Michael Jack? No.
Well, Michael Jackson's dead if he's performing.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. He has died. He has died.
Brutal. Whatever you do, Mac, don't read the text line because they're giving you bad advice. Coming up on the other side, I do want to dive into what this Mizzou game had. Plus, I want to talk about what Vern had to say about the Royals bullpen. It's insane, but I love it. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for KC Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
Never heard that before?
No, I had not. That's really
That's
good.
Amazing.
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
Better believe it.
You got to send that to Vip. He'll die. That's fantastic. Oh, my God. That is the greatest thing ever.
Just type in Sting Family Guy.
One more time.
Okay.
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
Yeah. One of the best, man.
So good.
Seth MacFarlane, man.
I don't know that I've laughed this hard in a long time.
That's probably why you guys were like, why do you leave the studio and go cut that audio?
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
That's awesome. Yeah. Seth MacFarlane and South Park. That got me through childhood.
I'm crying. I mean, that's really, really good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, my God. That's really good.
Hey, there's your...
There it is. Son of Baconator.
$3.
Yeah.
$3 for a heart attack.
I mean, look at all that bacon and mayonnaise.
You smashing?
All right, so I would do it without the mayonnaise. And, you know, I'm just, I'm not a mayonnaise. Like our friend Ralphie Dean, the Love Machine, his birthday today. He eats mayonnaise on those hot dogs out at the tailgate and makes me look at it. It's Kling. Just so and Kling does. Uh-huh. Kling did it out of, like, need or something. Ralphie Dean does it just to make me sick.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know about all that. I don't know if I could do the whole thing.
The amount of mayonnaise. Have you ever seen the amount of mayonnaise he puts on his hot dogs out there? Oh, God. Oh, it's just disgusting.
Speaking of hilarious audio that makes you laugh, this was Nate Oates, the coach for the Alabama Crimson Tide basketball team that got absolutely obliterated last night by the Mizzou Tigers.
You know, they perfect in press conference over, I guess, right?
I love how nobody moves. Like the sirens are going off.
The fire alarm, is that what we got going?
Please, your attention, please. A fire has been reported in the building. Please proceed.
Yeah, they were on fire tonight. That's for sure what was going on. We've known that for about 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
But nobody moves. Like the fire alarm goes off, right?
Yeah.
And we're told like we have fire drills as a kid in school. We all usher ourselves out the building, the fire alarm. As an adult, when was the last time you left the building when a fire alarm was going off?
I'd have no idea where to go.
Never.
No like, idea.
If all of a sudden the fire alarm went off in this building, we'd immediately think something's busted.
Oh, right? For sure.
We'd look for Ken Wolf to go fix it. Nobody would leave the building.
No.
And the thing would burn down, and we'd all be in it going, I didn't think it was real.
Or we'd all be idiots like, smells like there's something burning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about to be you.
No, let's get in the elevator.
No.
No, of course not. But that's what, I mean, like, that's the way you, like, that room, that fire alarm went off. There was no sound of commotion, people looking to get out. They were just ignoring it.
Yeah.
Just staring at the coach. Next question.
Have you ever been in a hotel where a fire alarm was pulled?
No, nope, I don't believe so. No.
But Mizzou, 110, Alabama, 98. Missouri beats the number 4 team in the nation. They have now beaten 3 top 5 teams this year after a year where they went winless in their conference. Kansas gets blown out the other night by BYU. And everybody's comments the next day were, maybe Bill just doesn't understand the way the times are changing. Transfer, NIL, Hunter Dickinson didn't work out. Kansas's team has to get away from each other is what he said. Regroup.
Yeah, I would say that's maybe true, but he's never really had the one and done work,
fair.
Even in the non-NIL deals. It's right. Never been his strength.
But the thing that's happened here at Mizzou is that Dennis Gates has built a system, made it believable, and the following is real. Last night after they won the game, the post-game press conference was amazing because I look at it from like, yeah, this team just won. They beat Alabama. This is a big game. Mizzou's done it. They were also a 1.5-point favorite, which was crazy to think that as well, where Mizzou basketball was last year, this year. But those players believe in what he's doing, and that's where you can kind of make the portal work for you.
Sure, absolutely.
Like maybe you don't need, and we can talk about the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow because there's kind of a little subtopic here. Maybe you don't need the best player. Right, you don't need a top 5 player, but if you have the 18th, the 23rd, the 30th, the 12th best players, and you put all them together and buy a system, and they want to stick around and win money or get money from NIL and win maybe a chance to win a national title, that seems to be the recipe that's worked for some. Hurley at UConn has kept the traditional sort of rapport alive. He won back-to-back titles, kept his team together, hasn't really brought in big name guys you would see, like the guy that's going to BYU that made $7 million NIL.
Yeah, that's insane.
I bet BYU does not make a Elite Eight. Like, I would bet that today, that next year and the year after, if he stays for 2 years, I bet you they don't make an Elite Eight.
Well, where do you get your return on investment with all of this? Like, first of all, the people who donate all this cash, God love you.
Ticket sales.
I mean, you know, that's great. No, I'm saying, like, production. Like, what has to be your return on investment in production on the court or on the field to say this was worth it? Like, what does BYU have to do to say, you know, we got our money's worth out of this $7 million player? Because $7 million is a lot of money for college athletics, you know, at a place that isn't used to spending money to go watch basketball games. I mean, I don't know, man. Like you look at a place like BYU spending that kind of money. What does your result have to be in order to say, yeah, we got a great return on that investment? Like, does it have to be a Final Four? I would think it would have to be a Final Four. And I'm going to be interested in the next 10 years and then look back on how sustainable the NIL transfer portal type stuff is. Because while Mizzou's got a great thing going on, all them cats are going in the portal. after this season.
The Tigers. Yeah.
Whatever they are.
I don't believe so.
I do, because that's what you have to do. You're going to be riding high right now after having a great season like this. People are going to be
after you. I do not think so, because none of their guys, nobody knows who their guys are. It's Caleb.
Nobody knows who anybody is, though, in college basketball. But when you get to the tournament and you play big, then people recognize you. And guys that nobody knows right now will be household names, and they will have people come after them.
I disagree, because there's a guy that transferred from Duke to Missouri last year, and he had his biggest game last night.
Isn't he from
Mizzou.
Kansas City?
Possibly.
I've heard he's from Kansas City.
He was at Duke, came here. Williams, I believe, is his name last night for Mizzou. That's the thing, too, is that, like, you build a culture at a school like Mizzou. Like, if you go to Duke and you're a stud and you know, maybe we're the sixth man and you don't want to go to the pros, then, yeah, you would go to a school that's different and go be the star. But Mizzou has a bunch of guys that believe in the system of Gates, and I don't think any of them really scream superstar status or, like, I'm going to transfer because this is who we are, this is what we're going to do. Like, Caleb Grill, Bates, I believe it's Williams, I think that's his name. Maybe that's wrong. I'm sorry that I'm messing this up. But, like, they all have that sort of group, like that thing. It's like us. We're not going to go anywhere. I don't believe any of them will leave in the transfer.
We'll see. I guarantee you some of them will, because that's just the way it goes in college sports.
Yeah, Mark Mitchell.
Like how good you are, Mitchell, what team you're on. Like everybody wants that dough. Listen to this story that just dropped right now. And you tell me if guys aren't going to be looking to transfer anywhere. Miami Hurricane quarterback Carson Beck had both of his cars stolen in Florida overnight. His girlfriend Hannah Cavender's SUV was also stolen but found. Cops are currently looking for Beck's Mercedes and Lamborghini. This is a college kid who's driving around, not in one, but two cars, one a Mercedes, one a Lamborghini. Other players see that. They want that kind of money. They want that kind of dough. They want the ability to have those kind of cars. This is
Carson Beck is a football player.
I understand
plays a quarterback,
that.
And he's going to Miami, who's one of the top three in IELTS.
I understand all of that. But just because guys are having fun playing at Mizzou, who the hell cares? It's about how much money we can make, because how many of these guys are going to make money playing professional sports after they're done in college?
There's money 3%. At Mizzou, though.
But is there as much money at Mizzou as there will be someplace else? That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you sustain it for any of these? How does BYU sustain paying this? How does the University of Miami sustain paying for players like this? That's why I'm interested to see where we're going to go over the next 10 years and how sustainable this is, what the residual effects are, how many more coaches say, I'm out, I don't like where this
nobody
is headed
left
right
UConn.
Now. You're right.
And they went
did.
Back and won a national title.
Yeah, but that's an anomaly.
And Mizzou's got more money than UConn.
That's an anomaly. We'll see. I mean, we'll see how many people stay at Kansas after this year. I mean, all these guys should enter the transfer portal. You're not doing yourself the right thing by just staying somewhere. You should be entering the transfer portal and exploring everything that's out there. And it sure seems like everybody and their brother enters the transfer portal right now. I mean, how many hundreds were in the football one? Yeah. I mean, you're not doing yourself a service by just hanging out at one school anymore. You've got to market yourself. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to make yourself available, because you don't know what somebody's willing to spend. That's sports now.
Do you think part of that is what the schools are willing to spend, but also, you know, like, let's say there's a Cane's Chicken on Columbia, Missouri's campus, and they love Caleb Grill, and they're giving all the money. Like, maybe he's not going to go get out of BYU, so maybe that has some factors, too.
Sure, it does. But, again, at the end of the day, is that money going to equal if somebody just writes you a $7 million check like they did at BYU? Like, the cash is hard to pass up. I mean, for a generation, we've been told 97% of college athletes go pro in something else. We've seen the commercial.
Enterprise.
Right. That's 3% of college athletes going pro in their sport. This is why the NIL is good, because a lot of these guys and gals are superstars in their college town and have an opportunity to cash in and make money now. And once their college career is done, they're done. And now you've got an opportunity to pay them for their likeness. I think it's great. But more and more as we get further along, I just feel like it's going to get so crazy with money, the transfer portal is going to be wide open every single year.
From the 816, hopefully none of them stay at KU. They suck.
That's great.
Cole Aldridge, thanks for the text.
That's good. But I mean, you look at your football programs and whatnot, too. You know, like SMU, is that going to be sustainable? Is Boise going to be sustainable?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, I do agree with some of the text line, because, like, some of their players aren't big name, like you had said. They're not big enough players to, like, be seeked out by the transfer. Now, the other thing, too, is what also hurts teams in transfer is, like, maybe your buddy's playing at, you know, Louisville.
Yep.
And it's like, hey, man, if you come here, like, this is what we're doing. It's
we're
like,
we're going to room together. We'll party. We'll hang out. We'll ball.
And then somebody else says that there's a lot of eligibility things that happen to have with a kid's transfer from Mizzou.
Are there any eligibility rules anymore in college sports?
Well, if they're like,
the rules.
Well, I think we're done with like the COVID year. So
are
now,
we
like,
done with that finally?
I think yes.
This was the last year.
Yes.
Okay.
So like that, now you're like age, right? Like if you're a senior, you can't go anywhere. Like you are there. So, but I don't know, man. Like I saw a group of guys last night in that post-game interview that doesn't look like anybody. I mean, and again, Missouri has money. And like, these guys can make money. Like I said, somebody randomly dropped off $60 million to the University of Columbia, an unknown named person for NIL. And then Dennis Gates last night on why they didn't want the fans to throw the court, he says, we need to save that money for NIL.
And think about that. Somebody dropped off $60 million for NIL, and the payroll in the NFL this year is close to $300 million a team. I mean, you're still talking apples to oranges, professional to, but if Missouri makes a run in the tournament this year, and one of these players that they have who nobody knows right now catches fire, that guy will be the hottest commodity in the NIL. Just like in football or baseball, the postseason, that's where you're made, right? You become superstars in the postseason. It happens just about every year in that NCAA tournament. There's people you're never talking about. By the end of the first weekend, we're all in love with that guy, and his team's already been eliminated because it's Sunday, and he's already played two games, and he's out. Mm-hmm. Like, that happens in the tournament. And if Missouri gets into that second weekend or even goes to the Final Four...
So you think Cooper Flagg should enter the transfer portal if he decides to stay?
I think everybody should enter the transfer portal. Absolutely. To see what's out there, 100%.
Because his NIL doesn't go anywhere because it's affiliated with Gatorade. So, like, he's not, it doesn't matter where he plays, he's getting that contract.
He's getting that money from Gatorade. Yeah, no, yeah. I absolutely would. I think you owe it to yourself to cash in on yourself, to take advantage of what you're doing at this point in time. If you're in any career, if you're having success and you have the opportunity to be a free agent, you go take advantage of that. Guy like Vlad Guerrero, how happy is that guy at this point in time, you know?
Yeah.
Two different texts from the 816, two different 816 numbers. NIL ruined college sports.
And I hear that from a lot of people my age and older. I personally don't think it has.
No, it ruined the way that it used to be.
It ruined the way that you're used
because
to college sports
being. What ruined sports before were five teams could go pay for whatever and get away with it. Now they can't. Everybody's a part of it. Now you think it's ruined.
And now you think it's ruined. No. What also ruined college sports, in my opinion, are all these coaches and athletic directors taking all this money for their salaries and the players getting nothing over the years.
I mean, we talk about like laws that have changed through our lifetime. Like imagine explaining to somebody like, oh yeah, your coach transferred, but you still had to stay, but the coach had to lose a year of eligibility.
Right. And if you want to go, you use a year of eligibility, you got to sit
out. Wait, that was a rule? Yes.
Yeah. Like there were stories a decade ago, not even, where guys and schools were getting busted because somebody ate an extra granola bar in the training room. Yeah. And so now the kids are getting paid and finally getting what's theirs. And people are like, it's ruined college sports. It's changed college sports. It's allowed teams that haven't been good, Missouri in basketball, for example, to have the ability to have a year like they're having right now. That's why we should love it. Kansas football 2 years ago, never good before. NIL comes in. You have the opportunity to be good. And those are just two local examples. Like, I think the NIL is great for everybody. Now, if you're a blue blood and you're used to beating everybody up and being a bully on the block, then you probably don't like it. But for the rest of the folks out there, I think it's great.
Aww. Sad you guys don't cover Mizzou and don't know the key players of Missouri, K-State, except Kansas is not the only local college. Bates, Grill, and I'm sorry I didn't know Mark Mitchell.
Mark Mitchell, yeah.
But sorry that I've got to know seven guys on the damn roster.
I'm not going to apologize for that because the average person is not talking about either of the program's basketball teams right now. They will in March, and we'll know who these people are when March rolls around. But right now, if you ask what sports fans are talking about, they're still coming off the football season. And, oh, by the way, we're less than 3 weeks away from the start of the league year in the NFL. Mm-hmm. We've got the salary cap stuff that came out, the hockey game tonight. Like, there are other things that, like, sports is, for the most part, in my opinion, a very provincial thing now. It is. Everybody's an NFL fan. And then when the NFL is done, you kind of branch off and you do your own thing. Basketball is not my deal. I'm not going to learn the player. I don't care. Hockey, I like watching. I love watching baseball. I love watching the NFL. Those are my things. You have your thing. You do your thing. The all-encompassing things, like ESPN, they're talking about Aaron Rodgers right now. You know why? Because everybody's got a take on it.
Would Rodgers be a good fit in Pittsburgh?
That would be like that would be an interesting dynamic, though. I'll tell you what. I don't know Mike Tomlin going to put up with his crap.
No.
No, it is.
I don't know, man. That's just a really tight-niche team in Mizzou, and they look like they're built to make a run.
Agreed.
I think.
Imagine if they were all freshmen and it was the old school way.
It's awesome.
Oh my God, how excited would Missouri fans
and
be?
And NIL didn't ruin that. When people say college sports are ruined, like NIL didn't do that. And those are the people that would say those things. I think that's what they're talking about. Oh, I don't know the players. Oh, these players keep leaving. Like NIL isn't that.
If you're mad at anything, you should be mad at the transfer.
Transfer portal and the lack of rules, the lack of a system in college sports has nothing to do with these
but
players
getting
paid. But
again, if you're mad about this, we had 50 years to fix this and nobody did a damn thing.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
Mark Mitchell played at Bishop Miege, was a star. Was
I don't
a starter
follow
at,
high school basketball, bro.
Was a starter at Duke last year. Star at Mizzou this year.
Great, great.
Had a career high in points last night. So
great. He's great.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, like.
But sorry, I mean, don't get mad at us.
Sorry we don't know 10 guys on the roster.
Yeah.
This guy was big at Bishop Miege. I ain't trolling the high school gyms on Friday night. Unless my daughter's cheerleading, I ain't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd rather talk about food. I mean, I can talk about food all you want.
I think more people would rather have us talk about food.
Mizzou ate the Crimson Tide last night. High Tide! High Tide!
That's such a great commercial.
I think it's Roll Tide. You think the text line would let him know that it's Roll Tide?
I just love how mad people get. You know, it's like soccer fan. You never talk about soccer that we do. You're not talking about it the right way.
Well, if people get mad, you just play them this.
Sweet. And I promise you'll be able to understand all the words. Not like Sting, where you can only understand the last three.
It's just so
That's
good.
That's perfect.
I immediately whacked it off.
Okay.
You're a 007 guy, right?
I saw.
How do you feel about this?
I'm about to go talk to the boss about it. Amazon got the rights over the Broccoli family, and now they're going to ruin it. It's like Disney getting Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Now we're going to get these like weird Bond things, and now it's screwed, and now Bezos has control, and like I'm not happy. I was trying to avoid it. I'm not happy. Yeah, it's going to suck. And maybe I eat some crow on this take. I don't know. But it's not great. It's like being a mom and pop restaurant, and then you let like somebody franchise you, and all of a sudden you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember when Chipotle was good?
Chipotle was awesome.
Remember when McDonald's was owned by those two guys, those brothers?
Mac and Donald?
Yeah.
Mac's awesome.
Movie's great. Like, remember when we had Quiznos?
Whatever happened to Quiznos?
You know the story, right? So mass production. So what happened was
Couldn't keep up with
Quiznos opened so many stores and then like they couldn't get certain products to certain stores. So it started to dip in efficiency.
Damn.
And so then people stopped going. And then eventually there's one in Kansas. It's like by my good friend's office.
Are you serious? Like there's a Quiznos. It's down to that.
There's one in Kansas.
My family used to get Quiznos all the time.
Loved it.
Growing
I loved Quiznos.
French
they had, like,
dip.
They had the pepper bar. You just go get all the peppers and carrots and all that stuff. Yeah. Look it up. Like the Quiznos thing is terrible. Plus they had bad marketing. They had like the little hamsters or gerbils that were like overly talking to you. Like it was just bad marketing, mass production. And then like they just couldn't get like certain products to certain stores. And they said they had a dip in quality and it's gone.
Quiznos used to have some sort of beef sandwich where they would soak the meat.
Yes, they soaked the meat.
In that like hot steaming bath water. And they'd be like, oh, this is good.
This is probably great. 816 Culver's top five burger joint. That's the important stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a good. Yeah,
that's fine.
That is a quietly underrated, awesome place. Too.
So good.
Yeah,
there's one right across the street.
Yeah, a lot of people mad at the transfer at NIL portal.
Mad at the rules.
Yeah, it ruined it because the kids are all about the money instead of the pride and the school and education.
Of course, that's life, man. Like, I hate to break the news to you, like all the people that are waving the flag, it's all about. No, it's not.
Nope.
It's not. These guys don't care about your school or your team. They want to make their money and they have a limited time to do it. So go do it.
Yeah.
If somebody told you you had 4 years and that's the most money you were going to make in your lifetime in those 4 years, aren't you going to wherever you can maximize that money in those 4 years?
Yeah, screw my loyalties. Yeah. Cash.
Yeah, I wish I'd have met like the person that gave me a chance here because I feel like I probably didn't need a college degree to get this job. Now I'm paying for
Same.
It. It's awesome. Yeah.
Same here.
How come I couldn't just like walk into this building one day and be like, hey, you're Bob Fesco. Man. Hey, have you thought about in 10 years from now where you want to be, young man? No, I just watched, you know, Frasier and thought I could do this job. Well, you can. I wonder how expensive that song is now. It has scrambled eggs in it.
Yeah. Did you see the guy who egged the Tesla truck and the comment was, boy, they've been this economy?
That's good.
That's tough. Can't do that. That's why I was surprised on Radio Row they were giving us like hard-boiled eggs for breakfast. I was like, damn.
They had them purchased already. The NFL bought eggs ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also what it is. Quiznos was screwed over by the main franchise itself. They were charging the franchise way too much money for everything. So the franchise was broke. So they were like, your lettuce is going to cost this. Your pickles are going to cost this. Your bread's going to cost this. Stupid. Man, I miss Quiznos. I guess there's three. Armor Road in Missouri.
Is there one downtown? There used to be one downtown.
Let's see here. I don't know where they're at. There's one in North Kansas City, Armor Road on Missouri in the Missouri side, and then I don't know where anyone else is, but yeah. Dollar bills, y'all. Coming up on the other side, we get to talk one more time before we get out of the air on the hockey game that is tonight. United States versus Canada, 7:00. Be there or don't. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
I know nothing about hockey, but I bet it. You can trail it. I took the under. I took the United States.
Love it.
And I took a guy I've never heard of to score, and his name is Austin Matthews.
Cool. Oh, one of the group players in hockey right now. Yeah, there you go.
But from what my buddy told me, who's in St. Louis, who watches hockey fluently, he said the United States is beat up.
Fluently.
Yeah.
Fluently, wow.
Right. He said the United States is beat up.
We are,
and
yes.
Then Speck said that Canada gets their third best player back tonight.
Yeah, the United States does have injuries.
Damn. Yeah. So this could be bad.
I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know either.
I mean, they're on home turf.
What I like about this, though, is that they just call people up and dudes show up and play.
Hell yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We need a guy tonight. And they call, like, Bill Johnson, and he just drives to the arena. That's why hockey players are the most relatable athletes. This happens in baseball. I need 6 weeks to amp up and pull a band on a fence and have my calf massaged and do some long toss, then some short toss. I got to get some dry swings in as well. And, sir, the event has already taken place 3 weeks ago. We're not ready. You know, hockey player, like, he drives his Dodge Dart up there, and he's ready to rock and roll and play in this game. That's why hockey players are the most relatable of the athletes, because they do stuff like that. You know, everybody else, hockey players, like, call me now, I'm ready. Like, guys are waiting to be called up to play in this game tonight.
What's the spread for a hockey game?
Well, I asked Binkley that over the weekend, like how your spread differs from, you know, football spreads.
Yeah.
And I remember what he said, something about pizza he was getting or something like that.
Because I'm doing the Motor City pizza tonight and the Motor City cheese bread.
Yeah, that stuff is good.
Never misses.
Yeah. No, it's so good.
It is. It's
I feel like hockey pizza, brews, tomorrow's Friday. I feel like that's the vibe. Maybe for me. I don't know about anybody else.
Good hockey food. I don't know, nachos.
Ice cream nachos?
Yeah, could do that. Oh. I don't know. I don't know, like a hot dog?
Burgers?
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Yeah. Our buddy Ossie says Matthew scores about 60 goals a season.
Yeah.
Which puts him in the elite category. He's the Toronto Maple Leafs' best player. Well, that's ironic. He's the best player in Toronto, but he's going up against Canada tonight.
That's right. Why in Montreal over the weekend, it was like, what do we do? Do we boo? Do we cheer? You know, all this kind of stuff. So
it's ice, not turf.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Do we call it turf? I can't remember.
What's ice, not turf?
Hockey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They won 6, Polish dog.
That's a good one.
I do love me a good Polish.
I like that.
Yeah. With brown mustard and sauerkraut.
No, peppers and onions, too, I'd throw on top of that.
Why can't you eat sauerkraut? Aren't you German?
I love sauerkraut on a hot dog. Give me sauerkraut and mustard. That's all I need. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now, do you have a preference on the temperature of sauerkraut? Can it be cold or hot, or does it have to be hot? Traditionally, it's warm, but I literally can take a fork into a jar of sauerkraut and eat it.
After it's been in the refrigerator?
Yes.
Yeah, I can do that too. But like,
I love sauerkraut. So you can't eat Reubens?
No, I'm not a big Reuben guy.
My Reuben sandwich.
Nah. I do like, I mean, like maybe room temperature sauerkraut. Like if I open the can and just take it right out of the can, I think it's fine. I hadn't really thought about it. I'll eat it either way. However you present it to me.
I said they were playing on home field turf. I meant like in the United States. They said rewind it. Yeah, like their home turf, as in like the United States.
Is it Angry Text Wednesday?
As in the United States, their turf, their land.
This is the stuff that gets you to text into a radio show.
Isn't that how you can feel like
miserable?
It's on your turf? Like it's
on your own turf. Yes, it's our home turf.
I know they play on ice, but it's in America. It's in Boston. Your cousin from Boston. I can't wait for this game, man.
It's a saying.
You want to square up text line? You want to boo my show? Show you. Never been a fight in my life. Surprising.
Only psychopaths eat sauerkraut out of the jar.
Is that what they said?
So the A16 says to you.
Dude, I love it.
What do you do? Microwave your sauerkraut or heat
my
it up in a pan?
Does.
Or
my like, stepmother will heat it up in a pan, like in a bowl and put it in the microwave.
Yeah. I just never, I never thought about it, quite honestly.
I don't know. Some people prefer it. Like, if you go to a Royals game, it's hot. Well, now they give you, like, that little bag.
Yeah, but it's like, room temperature, which is fine.
It's been years since I've tried sauerkraut. This baseball season, I'll give it another go.
Do you want to do, what would you rather do? 9 innings, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs, or 9 beers, 9 zins?
Either way, I might end up in puke, but I'll do the zins.
Ugh. Because Kramer tried to do the 9 dogs, 9 beers. I don't know if he did it or not.
Nobody completes that challenge.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Ugh. Tonight's game, most excited you've been about a sporting event since what?
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. And then since the AFC Championship game and then the divisional playoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Game.
I just love that it's like, it's sports, but it's also a little more.
It's
the best
more
way
than
that
sports,
I can explain this game tonight, that it's sports, but a little more. Like the Ryder Cup is a sport, but a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the national pride. There's wrap yourself in the flag, right? There's that sort of moment like, the United States men's basketball team play for gold of sports, but a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And the World Cup, it's you versus the world. Whatever country you're rooting for, wherever country is home to you, whatever your home turf is.
Nice.
So when I watch this game tonight and I get ready for it, like it's going to be awesome because it's going to be news at 6, Wheel of Fortune at 6:30. By the way,
What time will you be giving tapioca fed to you and having your diaper changed? I mean, my God.
At least I can get a banana split. And what I will say is, and then at 7 o'clock, boom, game. Like, my night's made. And, like, this game, I'm so wrapped up in this game that it started after they fought. And then, you know, we're all texting each other Saturday. Are you watching this? We're all like, yeah, stop texting me so I can see it. You know? And then now, this week, it was, all right.
Wednesday. How does texting you affect you watching the game? Like, you said, stop texting me so I can see it. How does that impact?
Well, like, if you're looking down at your phone and they're fighting, like, that, being, like, sarcastic. Oh, okay. Like, that kind of thing. Like, I can't respond, so I'm watching, you know, whatever. But, I mean, look, man, ESPN, ESPN+, Disney+, Canada, United States, it's you versus them, and it's going to be great.
USA Hockey just put out a pretty cool video I just re-exed.
Was it is that the new
video?
Term?
Yeah.
Well, I keep seeing the, what is it, the Miracle on Ice movie that had said United States hockey plays tonight and it's
Herb Brooks giving the speech. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if, you know, obviously this game will live up to the hype, but I can only imagine that,
it's going to be great because the players have bought in. And that's why this is so special. And it's so much better than anything the NBA could ever roll out there is because the players are bought in. And the players are bought in and the countries are bought in and fans are bought in. And it's having an effect over everybody in America who's not a hockey fan that are talking about this game. Like, and it's bringing people to the sport who otherwise wouldn't be coming to the sport. The NHL has to figure out a way to kind of market that and capitalize on that. Can they? I think they probably can. You sell it as America fighting in beer. I mean, like, what other athlete sits there and chugs beers like that and punches people? And like that's people love that kind of stuff. So I think there's a buy-in from America on this one as well. I think people are fired up for this because it is not a sporting event. It is a cultural event that's going to take place tonight. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To see people like our boss, like, and I don't like to speak to him most of the time, but I heard his voice and it kind of gave me like, but he was like, you could hear the joy in Spector's voice talking about this game tonight. Like, it's making people who are joyless have joy.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said from the text line, you should start reading only the last three words of the text line text and treat it like the Sting lyrics in Family Guy.
That is really good.
Out more flavor. That's example one. Sauerkraut again. and the start of that text was, I'd rather have Kadarius Toney back than ever touch sauerkraut again.
Oh, wow.
Did the text line just create a new bit for us? Guess the text by just hearing the last three words?
That is pretty good.
Out of the jar. That's four. Fun show today, guys. Get to talk hockey, college basketball, and tomorrow we'll be right back to the NFL.
That's right.
That's true. Because that's how it works. Yeah. Boy, the hockey game was great last night. Did you hear the story about Jamar Chase?
See Aaron Rodgers is a Ram?
Chiefs went not to sign Trey Smith to the franchise tag. Yeah. That's great. Because we play the song every day to end the show. So now you get Freebird right before the Americans take on the Canadians in hockey tonight. Blame Canada. But hey, don't forget, you can still go do something nice for somebody because you never know. It could change their day, their week, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay warm, stay safe, stay kind. Coming up next, it's Logan. Cody is out. Alex and Drew from 10 to 2 on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.